Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Weight loss solutions are not one size fits all. Hers makes it simpler to get started and stick with a weight loss plan backed by expert guided online care that puts your weight loss goals first. These include oral medication kits or compounded GLP-1 injections. Through Hers, pricing for oral medication kits start at just $69 a month for a 10-month plan when paid in full upfront. No hidden fees, no membership fees. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hers brings expert care straight to you. With 100% online access to personalized treatment plans that put your goals first. Reach your weight loss goals with help through Hers. Get started at forhers.com/foryou to access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss plans. That's forhers.com/foryou, forhers.com/foryou. Paid for by Hims and Hers Health. Weight loss by Hers is not available everywhere. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Restrictions at forhers.com. Apply.
All right. Hey, this is Act 2 of the podcast. We're getting right back into it. If you missed Act 1, go back and listen to that thing. Otherwise, this isn't going to make any sense. Okay. See ya. All right. That is Act 1 of the podcast. Act 2 is available right after this one. Go check it out. What are you doing? Don't miss a second of it. Thank you so much. Francis says, yeah, you know, I had not interpreted that as a race thing, but when you say it like that, it makes perfect sense. We don't riot. Yeah, it was governor of Utah. Horrible thing to say. I see what you did there. Red Bull Brain Chris says, I think a violent response is probably brewing in the mind of some right-wing radical. Yeah, that could happen too. I mean, it happened with the Minnesota massacre. Red Bull Brain Chris has cut and pasted the Tofus comment. I didn't say I hate anyone, but I don't feel empathy for someone who spread that much hate. Operative word there is butt. Cock. Alan says Tofus goes dark. Tofus, this is what you're supposed to say. Yeah, I guess I did. Ah, fuck. Oh, well, I'll do better next time. You don't dig your heels in when it's there. Cock. Look at Darla. Absolutely perfect puppy dog. There you go. He says, nah, I forgot that I said it. That's on me. Yeah. Isn't that easier? Chris is here. He says, morning, fraudsters. Dude, you have missed so much. Maitland from Free Beer and Hot Wings is under fucking fire over a Charlie Kirk rant, which she then deleted. And EZ audience members had screenshot and presented to me. Oh, my God. Thank you to the folks that are on Facebook and YouTube. If you're just checking out the show because you saw my headline about Maitland, you should know that the whole show is not on Facebook and YouTube. It's on Twitch. I only put it on Facebook and YouTube for part of it, so that you'll hear this message right here. Because some of you are watching this and saying, my God, he's on fucking fire. He's incredible. How do I get more of this every single day for free? It's not on Facebook and it's not on YouTube. It's on Twitch. Go to twitch.tv/Eric Zane Live or download the Twitch app and then search Eric Zane Live and then you're in. You are in. Follow the page, Subscribe to it. If you subscribe to it with Amazon Prime, it's a pain in the ass how to do that. Good luck figuring that out. Google is your friend. Then you get it for free with no commercials. Or they charge you if you want it without commercials. I don't have anything to do with that. But you can get it free with your Amazon Prime. Too much of a pain in the ass for me to tell you how to do that. I tried that last week. It was fucking awful. All right. So I'm going to send you all on your way. Thank you for checking it out on Facebook and on YouTube. If you want to support the show in other ways, I have a Patreon. P-A-T-R-E-O-N. Patreon.com/Eric Zane. Where tomorrow's a Big Fraud Wednesday. We're going to do show number 69 of Who Are These Free Beers? With Ben Glaze and myself. We'll follow it up by the Ben and Eric Patreon podcast. Patreon is free for 7 days. I set that up for you. You can just click on it, try the 7-day trial to see if it's something you want. If you don't want it, just cancel it before the 7 days is up, and then you won't be charged. Otherwise, it's $5 a month. $5 a month for all the audio, $10 a month for audio, video, live streams. Thanks for being here. The open and live stream brought to you by Irvine's Auto Repair, Grand Rapids Hybrid, and EV. They take care of the live stream on Twitch and on Facebook. Thank you to the Mario Flores Lakeshore team of Van Dyke Mortgage. Buy now and refinance later with a mortgage from the Mario Flores Lakeshore team of Van Dyke Mortgage. They will work tirelessly for you. NMLS number 3035. Reach out at 231-332-6505. That's 231-332-6505. From anywhere in the U.S., reach out to Mario, and he will help you. Also, reminder that one of our great sponsors, one of my great sponsors, I shouldn't say our. It's not like a team of people that puts this show on. It's one dude. Except for the person who writes my show notes. I have this intern named Ronaldo. And Ronaldo, his job is writing the show notes. Thank you to Pinball Land in Rockford, Michigan. We're working on our next pinball orgy. Pinball Orgy number 3. Pinball Land is a retro arcade in downtown Rockford, Michigan. Pinball-land.com. Retro gaming is huge, and Pinball Land has every game that means anything. Thousands of stand-up video games. You're like, easy. How do they get thousands of stand-up video games? Because I don't know the term. Some of you who know more about this than I do, is it an emulator? Is that the term I'm looking for? You walk up and it's Asteroids, and then you hit a button, and then there's like 5,000 other games pop up. Oh, Donkey Kong. You click that one, and it's all on one thing. Plus, they have standalone games that you can play. I'm better than all of you in Galaga, by the way. None of you are better than me in that game. And then all of the amazing pinball games, if that's your thing. And then what you do is you pay like $9 or $10, and you get an hour. And then you pay 15 and you get 2 hours. And you pay $20 and it's all day. And you can bring in booze like from down the street. You go across the street or whatever, get like a beer, and then you walk across the street and then you drink the beer while you're playing pinball. And then you run out and you go to the next place and get another beer. And then you can do that there at Pinball Land. It's all part of the whole downtown scene. They have numerous bars and taverns. Tophus says it's basically a PC in an arcade cabinet. Man Bun Chris says, I want to see EZ do Dance Dance Revolution next time. It's It's a good idea. Alan says Ronaldo was chained to the furnace in the basement. When is the next book club meeting? Well, I don't know. How about we do this? I'm not going to want to do the book club until I read the book. And I'm not going to read the book until I schedule book club. Today's Tuesday the 16th. Why don't we do this? We will schedule it for Tuesday the 23rd to finish up Martyr. Once we get that done, then we will start reading Black Belt Nick's book called Lord of the Rings, The Return of the King, or something like that. It's one of those stupid fantasy books. Now, book club has been compromised. This started out with the best of intentions. I got it right here. This is a great book, The Heroin Diaries. Maureen/Linda picked it out. Everybody loved it. Poor Nick in Houston, he's taking the full brunt of his book choice. He went with a recommendation by Anthony Jeselnik. So this is not Nick's fault, per se. It's Anthony Jeselnik's. I am so goddamn pissed off at Anthony Jeselnik. What an asshole. six p.m. next Tuesday is book club. And then we'll be done with that. This book, Martyr, is so shitty. And I, like, made everybody read it. So then after I did that, I realized that I was struggling. And I said, fuck it. And then they said, no, fuck you. No, fuck you, Eric Zane. You read the book. You made us read this book. You got to read this book. All right, so next Tuesday, Martyr will be finished. Ohio State Nan says terrible things about Maitland and Kelly and free beer and hot wings, and then says easy fucking rules. Thank you. Alan says, rest in peace, Big Fraud Book Club. Megan brings up a great idea. Get Kava Akbar. Well, no, maybe get Anthony Jeselnik on the pod. It's tough to do that. I could try, but, I mean, let's be honest here. This is not Joe Rogan. Stevie says, what's the next book called? Every time I get told it, I forget it. Aram with a great question. Did anybody besides that one guy recommend that book? Well, that's the only one that he was basing it on. He saw Jeselnik make a good argument for the book. He sold it well. The book is by Brent Weeks, the one that Nick picked. It's called The Way of Shadows. I'm going to write it down. The Way of Shadows. All right, man. I'm excited for you. And I'm also excited because I'm hoping that this book sucks. Because if it sucks, it might even be more entertaining to have now consecutive books sucking and then bitching about them. Yesterday was week number 5 of our class at Aquinas. We did quite well. We used all of our time. Started at 6 p.m. We ended at about 9:20. Something happened that was uncomfortably awkward. And it may have been, I mean, I have talked to you many times on this show about the awkward scenarios that I put myself in. Because, you know, I'm talking. This one might have been, I know I say this every time, but I don't even remember the last one. Because all I'm thinking about is what happened, what I did yesterday. Nick in the arena, the electrician, has said that I have these absurd Larry David curb your enthusiasm moments that manifest all the time. And I think that this one, if I told it to Larry David, he would be like, oh my God, what? That's worse than anything I've ever written. And I'll tell you this, I don't dare talk about it here. It's a Patreon discussion. 100%. Terribly awkward, and I felt bad. I know they're bad when they happen. I immediately say to myself, I am never going to talk about this ever. And then as there's a little bit of time after it, I start to like, well, no, this is a perfect thing to talk about. These people are going to love this. And I don't need to, whenever these moments happen, I really like them because there's no need to layer it up and embellish it on stories of this magnitude. It's important that I not. Frankly, if I say anything other than the facts, I'm fucked. And I don't want that. So it was a good time. I love the students. They're all great. I was worried to death that I wouldn't have enough I would run out of material to talk about or do. And because that happened to me the previous week, I was short. But I had a hell of a week leading up to last Monday because of Bruce being ill. So I wasn't as prepared as I needed to be, but this week I was. And I'm learning this. I think these students, when I'm explaining stuff to them, what I'm gathering is it's difficult to keep them focused as to what I'm actually talking about. Because I was showing them the arts and crafts about how to edit a podcast. And my teaching partner, Dr. Avery, said, she goes, yeah, they're not taking notes. And I go, well, that might be because I had a handout that was showing them, going over exactly what I was showing them. So they could actually use that handout. But so I was going over basics of editing, boring stuff. I'll spare you. And you have the opportunity. I go, hey, how about who wants to come up and I want to see if you can show me what I just showed you and walk me through it so that it sticks in your brain of the things that we're covering, you know, about the arts and crafts of editing a podcast. I go, does anybody want to do that? And they're all just looking at me like I'm a child molester. I go, so you all got it? Nobody says a word. I'm like, okay. So then I a little bit later, I go, hey, group one, come on up here. And then they come up there. I go, so we did this. I want you to do it. I want you to do what I just did. And they're like, I don't know. I mean, what? Like, okay. So then I'm like walking him through it. And I'll say something like, okay, that music there is too loud. How do I reduce its volume? And they're just like, and I'm thinking to myself, they don't know anything. I got to do it all again individually. I liked it. I like teaching, but I don't know. I think they might just be thinking that this is going to be an easy A. And it might be. I don't know. But they're still going to need to edit their fucking podcast. Chris says, please tell me someone or you ripped a hot zester. No, this is not fart related. And I remember the last awkward moment. It was when I was walking through Meijer. And then there was a hot fart that just kind of like walked out of my asshole. And right as it was, the heat was leaving my ass and approaching pants to go outside into the world, I saw this dude who I know, and he wanted it. We made eye contact and we stopped to talk. So as I talked, the fart rolled over me like when you stop a boat too suddenly. And so as soon as we start talking, the fart is here. You know, it kind of like fell in on us, surrounded by fart. And it's just kind of like shimmering through our space like the Northern Lights. It was like fart shimmer is what it was. Shimmering fart was happening as it was kind of like just hanging in the air like that. And then slowly, and all the while he's like talking to me while he's going, oh, God, yeah, uh-huh. And I go, yeah, what is that? There's no one around us. I go, oh, weird. What's going on? Becca Shea says, deer in the headlights, referring to students. Man Bun Chris says, I wish someone listened to the show so they could give you shit. Quote, you can't even loop the music on your potty breaks, Mr. Z. Chris also adds, the wake of a boat analogy is burned in my brain. Chris says, nothing worse than hot boxing the freezer aisle. So would that be you fart and then close the freezer door? And then the next guy who wants banquet chicken, he's going to get cold fart? Is that what or is it just like floating in between the freezers? Megan writes, I feel like if you freeze a fart, it would just fall down. You know, I guess we don't know, Megan. But the idea of cold fart is interesting. Tyler's here. He writes, at work yesterday, I ripped a bad fart. My coworker came by and said he could smell sewage, then proceeded to look around for the source of the smell. Yeah, and when that happens, you gotta get in on the hunt to make yourself to have that deniability. Like, yeah, oh, hey, you're right. I do too. You secretly love it, but you can't lead on. All right. Stevie writes, post office fart from My Favorite Murder. I don't know what that is. All right, I'm going to take a quick break. Easy has to go potty. Now, if these dogs happen to get up to go letter O, letter U, letter T, if I even just spell it without saying letter in between, they're going to know. Then that might slow me down even more than I want it to. But I'm on borrowed time here because they haven't gone. I appreciate that very much. You're all too kind. Josh sent along something. Josh is the guy who made my sign, my metal sign. He was so moved at my firing 10 years ago that he constructed that sign and then shipped it all the way up to Michigan. And he sent it, And he sent it to me, and he's just fantastic. And then the paint chipped on the H, and he still gets pissed off because the paint is chipped on the H. He's like, you got to fucking fix that. I'm like, eh, whatever, maybe. I don't need, I have a kicked in door here that's been that way for 5 years. Anyway, Josh sent along this Bill Maher clip.
I might drink a little more than usual today because, I mean, I don't know when this is airing, but this is a shit day because a guy who sat there, Charlie Kirk, got shot today.
Yeah.
And I can't stop thinking about it.
Yeah,
and
neither can I.
And we shouldn't. And if you're on the other side of the political divide and you don't care because the wrong team guy got shot, fuck you. You're what's wrong with this country. I might drink a little more than.
That's outstanding. Maher is a true liberal. All right. I don't know about what is a true Republican anymore, but I know that he's a true liberal. That's what we need. We need that type of politics. And whoever this Paul A. Zappola is says, I'll never trust Bill Maher, but he's right. He's actually trying to save the Democratic Party here. I find it refreshing when people like Bill Maher do that. Goes to the White House, meets with Trump, has to smell Kid Rock. That's amazing. But no. We get Maitland uttering out bullshit like this. Too many people on my timeline outing themselves. It doesn't matter what side you're on. This is awful. Like, that's outing themselves? Like they've done something wrong by suggesting that it's awful no matter what side you're on? And then following it up with, spare me. He was all too comfortable when he said it's worth to have a cost of, unfortunately, some gun deaths. She suggests further that he showed no empathy, or I guess sympathy, that he showed victims of school shootings. You sick asshole. Are you suggesting Charlie Kirk was pumping his fist and beating off with glee because kids were dead? She is the problem. When Bill Maher says, fuck you, he's talking to Maitland Mosey. Or whatever the fuck this crazy bitch's name is. Fuck her.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Luke says, I always thought Hot Wings was a hardcore Republican. You'll never know what Hot Wings is. You know, you can only wonder. One thing we can be 100% assured of, he is a quiet, gutless coward. They all are. There is no one on that show who has enough sensibility to actually say anything meaningful. They're stupid assholes. Black Belt Nick says there's actually more to that clip. Yeah, if you happen to come across it, I'd love to see it. He always was conservative when I was with him, but you got to understand, being a conservative, that's kind of like what type of conservative? Like, I consider Charlie Kirk to be a far-right conservative, but I don't think he's to the far-right that he's clapping and making horrible comments when Democrats are slaughtered. I didn't see anybody saying that when that horrible moment in Minnesota happened. I just didn't see it. Maybe it happened. I don't know. All right. There are some other things to talk about. Not a ton. We are in peak Kirk right now. But this will be a nice respite. Khalil Mack of the Los Angeles Chargers. His left arm went flippity-muppity in the football game yesterday. Thank you to Cole in Colorado Springs for sending this along. This dude on YouTube does a fun breakdown of this horrible moment. You know it's bad when he's holding the left arm with the right arm.
Well, this is not a good-looking injury here for the Chargers. Khalil Mack is going to come off the field. He's holding his arm right here, as you can see. Man's in a lot of pain. He's going to try to walk off to the tent right here. And you're going to see he kind of hunches over in pain right there. You're going to see what happened to him here on the play. Does not look pretty. Just a fair warning. It's going to be his arm.
Okay, I think it's number 52. And I think his left arm, yeah, it's his left, goes flippity-muppity. Because 43 is going to cause this Malachi crunch type of thing. And it's going to snap like a dry pine twig. So this area right here is going to go and just crush this area right here.
Looks like.
Okay, so you can see. 43 arm Las Vegas Raider guy.
He's going to get it
right here. Now, you don't see it here, but at this point, it's smashing.
Right.
This is his hand. It's like off.
There. And ugh.
Okay. All right. You just saw that. You hear the guy
there,
go, ugh.
And ugh. Ugh.
Look at that. Look at this. It's all wonkified. It's about to pop out of this bone and popping out of the skin. Wow. Now that is quite a muppety flippity. Yikes.
And ugh. Yikes. Oh, that was arm. Looks like he's going to get it caught right there.
Ugh. Here it's starting to break. Now it's full break.
And yikes. Oh, that went the wrong way, dude. Ooh. I hope I'm just seeing that incorrectly. That looks like that's the wrong way.
No, it's completely ruined.
Looks like he either dislocated his elbow. I don't know if that's an elbow injury, a fracture.
I watch his left arm. I wonder if we'll ever get a moment in pro football or any sport where we actually see a limb go flying off. I think that could happen maybe with with like a punter. Like the punter's getting ready to kick, and then somebody comes in to block it, and it hits the leg, and then the force of the kicking motion, of course, would cause the ball to fly, and then also at the same time, the leg would have to, the bone would break, and then so much force that it makes a sound like when you're taking Velcro apart. And then you hear as it goes flipping out and just goes rolling off into the wide blue yonder like that. I think that is about the only thing that potentially would be more gruesome than the Kirk assassination, which I think hands down is the most gruesome thing that anybody could see ever. The suddenness of it was just so extreme. And I think if you were to have like a scrapbook of horror-filled moments, that would be one of them, along with a guy who his leg goes flying and then lands on the turf. And then he's like holding on to what's left of his leg, and it's, you know. Holy cow. If I'm on the team, like if I'm the trainer that has to help that guy who's got seconds to live as his leg is now flying off, I'd be like, this is not what I saw. I'm supposed to be taping ankles. And you want me to go over there, and I'm going to run out of the stadium as fast as I can. And then I'd move. I'd go to the place that sells vacuums. I'd ask for the certain kind of vacuum. I'd put the money on the and say, I got to get away. That's a reference that some of you might get. Bread Bull Brain Chris says, like the kicker for the Isotopes, the foot made it through the uprights. So this has been covered on The Simpsons. Corn Pop says Breaking Bad. That's exactly right. And or El Camino. And or Better Call Saul. Still think Better Call Saul is a superior show. They're both great, but I like Better Call Saul better. Best character. Okay. Thank you to Cole in Colorado Springs for sending that one along.
We begin with a heart.
Sorry, this is a Good Morning America story that was sent along from just the other day. Snowboarder doing his thing, cutting it up on the mountain. And, well, all of a sudden he was out of mountain and free falling 100 feet. And yes, he is here to tell the story. Wow.
We begin with a heart-pounding rescue of a snowboarder who fell 100 feet down a steep glacier and lived to tell about it. Alex Stone joins us from Los Angeles with this remarkable story. Good morning, Alex.
Janae, it is remarkable. Good morning. An incredible rescue.
Okay, Alex Stone is his name. I thought it was going to be Alex Jones.
Thank you. This snowboarder alive this morning thanks to his iPhone and the rescuers who put their own lives in danger to get to him.
A harrowing rescue in Colorado.
I just told myself things are going to be all right. You just got to be patient.
Seasoned outdoorsman Ryan.
And you are going to be a patient.
And Hearn was out with his friend snowboarding on Skyscraper Glacier outside of Denver when things took a turn.
On my sixth turn, I clipped a rock. That's about when I knew I was in trouble.
Ryan started tumbling.
I knew that I was going down, and before I knew it, I got one last glimpse of me pretty much going into what's called a bergschrund.
A bergschrund is a small crevasse formed on the glacial ice. Now about 100 feet down, he knew immediately it was bad. His board lodged in ice and rock.
I landed head first and quickly realized that I was kind of free hanging and that my leg was in severe pain and was compromised.
Without any self... cell service, he turned to his iPhone, using the phone's SOS satellite feature to message 911.
I was trying my best just to wave it left and right, and it took me about 15 minutes to finally get a satellite.
Then a team of volunteers with the Rocky Mountain Rescue Group flew in on a helicopter. They traversed a 300-foot path of glacial snow, finding Ryan over 3 hours after his initial messages for help.
I was on the wall waving my helmet. They saw me, landed above me, and dropped a crew. I knew that I was going to get out of there.
The team built a system to pull Ryan to the top of the snowfield over an eroding ice ridge where he was medevaced to a hospital. The rescue took almost 11 hours. Ryan broke his lower leg and fractured his ankle, but this morning he is grateful to be alive.
Definitely feeling grateful, thankful to search and rescue for, you know, just not only like getting me out of there, but, you know, keeping up with me, coming to my hospital room, making sure everything's going to be okay.
And guys, Ryan telling us he wants everybody to know how important it is to have an SOS satellite device like a newer iPhone or Android with that satellite connectivity to make that call for help when there is no cell service.
Okay.
We begin.
Yeah, that's key. And I think that, isn't that new? Like, I notice when I'm up at Fear Bunker North, like, it'll say that, hey, you're in satellite mode. You can call for help when the bear eats you. Tyler says his leg still probably was not as muppety as Khalil Mack's arm. Luke says, longest 3 hours of your life. I've been on that type of glacial ice before on my Montana trip. It's the middle of the summer. We're standing on a glacier. And it's like, it's so bizarre because it's like impossible to move. It's beyond slippery. These ancient piles of snow-packed glacier. All right, so that is quite a story. But that's the type of thing that makes you not want to do that, go on those adventures. But honestly, those people that that do the rescue, they actually live for that. That's like, you know, why they took the job. They're like, oh, fuck yes. If you're a guy who rescues people out of a helicopter, you put them in a basket, you're sitting there waiting. You're like, God, hey, what's going on today at work? Well, we gotta wash the helicopter today. And if nobody gets fucked up, we gotta wash the helicopter and then clean the toilets. And then one of you has to make the chili and serve us all, you know, part of the crew that's. And then the only way you'll get out of this is if some asshole gets stranded. And then so when you hear that some guy fell 100 feet, you're like, oh, yes, yes, it's so much better, you know. So you're hopeful that every day someone is badly injured. I know I would be. And you want it to be treacherous. You know, you want a great day would be. If like a whole family is skiing and then there's a massive avalanche, and the best scenario is that they're all buried up to their necks and they can't move. And then you show up and you rappel down and you save them all. And then, you know, after you've saved this, you take all the pictures of it, you send it along, you post it. And, hey, I'm not trying to be a hero, but look what I did. I'm such a hero. And then everybody loves you. You get tons of tail when you go into town at the tavern because you save more people. This is how it works. Hookers, blow, heroin. It's incredible. So keep doing those things so that these guys can keep living that lifestyle. It's an outstanding, you know, thing. All right. Thank you to Cole in Colorado Springs for sending that along. Hollywood icon Robert Redford has died. This guy was amazing. He was 89 years old. He passed away today. You know, you go way back if you're looking at this guy's career. Born in 1936, in films as early as 1959. I think we're all very too young to enjoy a lot of his films. He was in several films like A Bridge Too Far and The Electric Horseman. You're like, I don't know. I remember Robert Redford in a film that we talked about on the radio called The Last Castle. And this came out sometime in the 2000s, I think, maybe in the 90s. It starred Robert Redford and James Gandolfini. And in it, Redford is some military guy who did the right thing but ended up getting in trouble for it, and he's got to go to military prison. And the guy who's running the prison is James Gandolfini's character, and he's an asshole. And Robert Redford leads a prison revolt. And in order to have the revolt be effective, he has to gather various components from the cafeteria to make a trebuchet. And he manages to do that, and he takes down like a helicopter with a trebuchet that he makes from cafeteria parts or some shit. I wonder if I can find that as we talk about it. The Last Castle trebuchet. Okay, maybe this will cover it. I don't know. I'm doing this kind of on the fly.
A successful shindig doesn't happen by accident. Walmart Plus members get free delivery on more than just groceries. So I can order a Gouda.
What a good time! Who knew?
Who knew? Become a member who knows better with Walmart Plus.
Target the man loading the rocks into the trebuchet. Do not let him put another one in.
Mr. Delwell, you gonna make it this time?
Gotcha, sir!
Then now is the time.
See, now they've got these guys back here. They have lunch trays. And the lunch trays are, they're using as shields from the military prison guards. And they formed a perimeter of lunch trays.
No.
I like how in that one spot there, that guy's barely doing anything. He's just holding it up. These are all parts from the lunchroom in the prison. All of these, like that grate there, that was the part of the lunchroom where you would slide your lunch tray along, and they ended up, over time, building the trebuchet. Okay, now, James Gandolfini, he knew that that was coming, but he still stood in front of the glass. Anymore of this, I think you get the idea. Aram says Brubaker was a solid film. I don't know. I don't remember that one. I remember hearing of it, but it might be something I need to look into or never discuss again, ever. Alan says, it's been a long time since I've gotten a good dose of ear rape. Thanks, EZ. My bad. I'm sorry. Murder lover Linda says, indecent proposal. He was old, but he could still bag Demi Moore. Well, yeah, I'm sure you remember that movie because that was kind of like you lived that. Because when you had you were like one day over 18 when you announced that you had been dating for years a 67-year-old man. That's what I think I'm getting. I might be off by a year or two on those numbers. But, yeah, Linda came home and said, yeah, family out at Maureen. And she's like, oh, hey, who's that? And you're like, this is my guy. I've been dating him for forever. Thank you for the 18th birthday present yesterday. This is my lover. We've been dating for 14 years. Murder lover Linda says, oh, my God, I was 25 and he was 52. So I have questions about that. Perhaps this will be for the Ben and Eric Patreon podcast. Did anyone in your life say, yeah, I don't know if this is the best move? You know, was there anyone that said, yeah, oh, man, it like Maureen, did she say, look, I know he's got a sweet pecker. But it's probably not a good idea to date a guy who's 27 years older than you. All right. Linda says, not really, because they know how I am. Tell me not to do it and I'll do it more, LOL. Maureen says, oh, my God, no. If you cross murder lover Linda, you felt her wrath. Okay. Thank you, as always, to these great sponsors. I want to shout out my friends at Catholic Charities. Hold on a second. I got to send a text. Hey, Siri. Text Carl Heberger. Hold that thought, dot, dot, dot. I've got something brewing, family related, period. I will confirm or unconfirm momentarily, period. Okay. Sorry. Catholic Charities West Michigan is looking for folks who would like to consider even just think about or get more information about becoming a foster family in West Michigan. So, yeah, that's a big ask. That's why what they're looking to do is just get you to take a step to get more information. Reach out to this amazing, hardworking person named Bernadette Joyce with Catholic Charities West Michigan. You can email her, letter B, Joyce, J-O-Y-C-E, at ccwestmi.org. bjoyce@ccwestmi.org. For more information, you can call her at 616-915-4695. There are young people in need of a place to stay, a place to live while they, whatever issues with their parents get worked out. And but you're there to provide a stable atmosphere in the home. If you think this is you, perhaps you got some extra time or you got an environment where that young person would flourish, please consider reaching out to Catholic Charities West Michigan. Kuiper Tree Care in West Michigan wants to hear from you. If you have a tree down, call or text 616-828-8225. Perhaps you have a tree that's just a little bit too mature. It's got to go. Kuiper Tree Care will get rid of it for you. They'll grind down the stump. They'll take care of everything expertly and professionally. KuiperTreeCare.com. Today's asshole of the day. Yesterday, it was that crazy lady at Office Depot that would not print the prayer vigil announcement for the death of Charlie Kirk. What a fucking asshole that was. She got fired, you know. Today, keeping with that, it's Maitland for that ridiculous take after his murder, which she then took down like the gutless twat that she is. Fuck you. All right. That's my time. As usual, you guys are great. And I love you so much. Thanks for being part of this show. Thanks to new people that checked out the show based on my headline. And you're now witnessing my God, what have I been missing? Thank you to you as well. Until next time, I'll talk to you on Patreon. Have a good one and bye-bye.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Trying to lose weight? It's time to try Hers. At forhers.com/foryou, you can access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss treatments tailored just for you. These include oral medication kits or compounded GLP-1 injections. Through Hers, pricing for oral medication kits start at just $69 a month for a 10-month plan when paid in full upfront. No hidden fees, no membership fees. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hers brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatment plans that put your goals first. Reach your weight loss goals with help through Hers. Get started at forhers.com/foryou to access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss plans. That's forhers.com/foryou. forhers.com/foryou. Paid for by Hims and Hers Health. Weight loss by Hers is not available everywhere. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Restrictions at forhers.com. Apply.